Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Alrighty, now on to the biggest winners of the transfer market. I mean, it is absolutely incredible what they've managed to achieve, this club. We're talking Moneyball, we're talking, there'll be movies made about it. Look, I'm happy to play the recruitment officer if any production companies want to reach out. The Brizzy Broncos. Josh Rogers, Reece Walsh, hot boy Reece Walsh, star boy Reece Walsh. Honestly, bring the fans back, put them in the seats. Going to absolutely kill it. Jesse Arthurs returns from loan. Jock Madden, Tyson Smoothie. They're the gains. All jokes aside, I wouldn't say this is a loss, but I definitely wouldn't say it's a win either. In regards to Reece Walsh is a fucking gigantic win. Outside of that, a little bit light, but when you look at the Broncos squad, you know, do they need to recruit that much right now? I'm not sure. But when we're talking purely transfer, It's probably an even for me. What do you got? Obviously we know who stands out, but what do you guys think?
I'd say what stood out for me so far, watching them doing their preseason, bringing back the hot pink training shorts as soon as Reece Walsh walks in.
it's weird. A lot of people love those pink shorts and that. I don't know.
I love him in them.
Oh, I love him in anything.
I'd be filthy if I was anyone else in the squad.
I love him without them.
Love him without him, of course. Yeah. Yeah, Reece Walsh is the standout, mate. I think that fullback was a problem for you last year. Those little moments where Tessie New showed a lot of ability, but just throughout the year proved to be a problem. And I think that Reece Walsh, he's just still so young. It feels like we've spoken about him for so long and he's been through so much that we, you know, it feels like he's been around forever. He is still so young, and I'm really excited to see him at Brisbane, mate. And I think the beauty of it is that you've signed him for unders. He's got a point to prove still.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. When you talk about bang for buck, it could be the signing of the season. He looks happy. He looks like he's enjoying it. The hot boy looks like he's home. That's where he's – I mean, Brisbane Broncos is his home, let's be real. What do you think about the Broncos recruitment,
Timmy? Yeah, I think Walsh, yeah, could be the signing of the offseason. He could – I'm pretty confident he can become – the game's next superstar as soon as this season. I've seen enough from him to say that unfortunately the Warriors probably didn't give him a great platform at stages this season to do it. If Brisbane can put what we saw for 20 rounds last year together again and be, you know, a top eight side, potentially even a top four side, I think we'll be talking about Reece Walsh on the Daly M leaderboard and pushing for it at the end of the season.
I think it's a good point too, because it's the Broncos as well, that hype around him will be... Because, the Warriors, it's like the Raiders. Because they're not in the fucking big cities or whatever, they just get kind of out of sight, out of minded.
Yeah. He'll get the attention at the Bronx. If we're talking Daly M's and whatnot, Adam Reynolds accumulates a few here and here, whether it's Ezra Mann might jag a few, but I think he'll be the polish on every backline play that'll be jagging tries, a lot of tries. He'll be bagging a lot of tries. He'll be flying off the back of Payne Haas offloads. The go forward from Haas, Flegler, Carrigan. I think he's in for an enormous year, Reece Walsh. And as you said, because they got him on unders, What a tremendous signing.
What a deal. What an absolute steal. Would you guys say purely transfer? So don't consider the squad, just consider like in the market getting players. Would you say win or loss?
Well, I think Reece Walsh alone could make it a win.
Mm.
On paper, I think it's about even. The one that's interesting is this Tyson Smoothie. I'll be honest, when I watched him play for the Storm over the last years, I didn't think he was all that crash hot.
Mm.
Watching him go back and play Queensland Cup last year, he was playing for the Falcons, he got Hooker of the Year in that competition. He was very, very impressive. And for me, I cannot fucking believe how long the Broncos haven't had a nine.
Yeah.
To think that the Brisbane Broncos in a spine position, when people say, who's the Broncos nine? Fuck, I don't know. I've been known for 3 years.
They don't even know.
They've got no idea.
Yeah.
So hopefully he can really kick on, and he could be one of the underrated signings of the year too. If they get the absolute best out of him and he owns that nine jersey.
Well, he locks in that spine. He goes to spine with, like, goes from a spine with all this talent that just can't seem to get it out of them because they're chopping and changing their nine so much, to a spine that is fucking one of the better ones. Like, obviously not the best one, but if Ezra Mann reaches his potential, Reynolds, obviously we know he can win premierships, and then you've got Reece Walsh, who's an elite player. All of a sudden, you look at that spine and go, Broncos now once again have one of the top tier spines.
Obviously, it'll be a preseason battle to see how it pans out. But do we think, can we see him starting the season at nine, or will he be eased in off the bench alongside?
We'll talk a bit more about it with the squad thing. But I like to make decisions early in key positions. And what I don't want them is to do the whole fight thing for the nine. And like, Billy Walters, like, we have to remember, Billy Walters wasn't a nine when he came to the club. Mm. He's a half. Now he's developed into nine, so maybe you start him there from the get-go or whatever. But I just want them to make a very firm decision of, you are, like, for example, if Billy Walters, you are a nine. Like, you're a nine now. We don't want you filling in at six or seven during training. Just to, you know, they got Jock Madden to do that. Jock Madden is a great depth signing, in my opinion. So I don't know whether he'll start, but I think that having a specialist nine there is going to just pick the nines and keep them. Don't put utilities in there and say, oh, you're a utility, but you're also an, you know what I mean? Like, get specific, make them always train with nines. Don't change their body shape to be a 14 or to play other positions. So that's what I hope they do.
You've got Smoothie and you've got that young Blake Moser there. Hopefully one of them can kick on.
Well, I was thinking about this last week.
Yep.
And I didn't want to say it, but I'm like, my dream,
yep,
dream is that Moser has a fucking red hot preseason. It's probably too early for him to play first grade, but my dream is that he is a breakout star, because he's a Queensland current under fucking 19 or whatever it is, nine. Got a lot of talent. It may be too soon, but Broncos fans, if you've got wishful thinking, this kid is fucking talented, and with enough development, I think he will be a good nine.
He played three games off the bench last year in Q Cup, and yeah, had a couple of tries. He's only played like 40 minutes a game, only had a couple of games, but
he's a gun.
You got Walters, Moser, Pake, Smoothie. If any two of those four are the 9 and 14 round one, I won't be surprised.
Mm.
Yeah. It could go anyway. I've got no idea which direction they're going to go.
Last thing they need, the Broncos, but Tyson Smoothie, goal kicking number nine. Could he be the next Cam Smith? I don't know.
Maybe.
Former Storm boy. All signs point to yes.
Look, you know what? Now I go through it and you look at like the depth that they needed and rah rah. Probably say little win, like, you know, compared to the Bulldogs and the Tigers, obviously they didn't transfer as well as them, but did they really need to? I don't know if they did.
And you can't have those big transfer seasons every year.
No.
And you're realistically, you don't want to be having them.
No way. Reece Walsh, so exciting, man. So, and you're right, he's got such a point to prove. And the good thing is he's in this like strange position of like, we all believe he's going to be a next superstar. But like, let's say he comes out and plays five bad games. He's not so cemented that he just keeps his spot no matter what. So that puts enough pressure on him to you know, play really well. Only thing, I guess, if you're being super negative, Nancy, they're 6, 7, and 1 aren't the biggest. And that's really the only, you know, you look at that and you go, you know, you compare it to other 6, 7s, and 1s, you go, We'll look at the they've got at least one bigger body in that spine. Mm. I will say though, Ezra Mam is quite like fucking chunky. Anyway, I think Reece Walsh, personally right now, bang for buck, signing of the season. And an incredible get from the Broncos. Losses, they've lost Lee, Mead, Tamate Martin, Ryan James, Tyson Gamble, Turpin, Hosking. For me right now, jumps off the page, hurts me wee little heart, Zach Hoskins. I think he's a big loss.
Yeah, had a really good season. You've also got, in the last few days, Palacea. He joined the Gold Coast Titans. He's the other one they've lost to.
That'll be for next 2024.
Oh, is that 24, yeah. Is it? Oh, okay, right. Sorry, Matty.
But I'm sure he'll 1-0. Be agitating for a release.
No doubt. Mm. Yeah, Hosking, a guy that I don't think we even spoke about him in the preseason last year, but really kicked on. He was very impressive. No shock who signed him. Going to the Panthers. Outside of that, I mean, Martin did a good job when he was given opportunities, but I don't think there's anyone that you've lost there that's a disaster.
Yeah, I mean, you could say Tyson Gamble in regards to his energy and, could be a good depth signing, but with the resurgence, if that's even a word.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ascension of Ezra Mam. Kind of like, look, if you're going to be playing Q Cup, like Ezra Mam is so fucking good and got so much talent, it's going to be very tough for you to get that spot unless someone gets injured. Outside of that, I think they did pretty well to keep. I think Palacios is obviously a massive, like we'll talk about that obviously, maybe squad wise. Huge loss in my opinion, like actually a huge loss when we talk about big boppers that we need to come off the bench with Flegler. Anyway, anyone else there, boys?
No, mate, not really much standing out there at prison.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.